3.9 million people have been vaccinated against COVID-19 so far. In this news bulletin, we'll get the latest evolution of COVID-19 variants with a WHO scientist. And the American football team, the Moroccan Mavericks, and two female teams organized today in Rabat a joint practice to celebrate the International Women's Day. The Health Ministry announced yesterday that a total of 407 new COVID-19 cases and 509 COVID-19 patients have recovered. A total of 3,913,615 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19 so far with the first dose, while 578,942 people have received the second dose of the vaccine. According to the ministry, the total number of deaths rose to 8,676 with three new cases recorded over the past day, that is to say a fatality rate of 1.8%. We're hearing about variants of the SARS-CoV-2 virus that causes COVID-19. In the WHO Science in 5 program, Dr. Maria van Kerkhove speaks about the latest information on the COVID-19 variants and how to protect against them.
WHO with partners are currently tracking three virus variants of concern that are circulating around the world. The first is the B117 that was first identified in the United Kingdom. The second is the B1351 that was first identified in South Africa. And the third is the P1, which was first, it's circulating in Brazil, but it was identified among travelers arriving in Japan. We are tracking changes in the virus and what this means in terms of transmission, severity, and impact or potential impact on diagnostics, therapeutics, and vaccines. So far, the information that we have is that there is increased transmissibility in the B117 and the B1351 virus variants. And this is resulting from a mutation that allows this virus variant to bind to the cell, the human cell, more easily. We do not see an increase yet in transmission with the P1, but that is currently under investigation. In terms of severity, there are some studies from the United Kingdom that suggest that the B117 has increased severity. There are studies that are underway that are evaluating the effect of vaccines against these virus variants. And from the information that we have so far, the vaccines still work against these virus variants.
Dutch public radio station NPO Radio 1 has shed light on the success of the COVID-19 vaccination campaign in Morocco, which has enabled the kingdom to be among the most advanced countries in the world in this area. The Dutch media outlet underlined that after its launch on January 28th by His Majesty King Mohammed VI, the vaccination campaign in Morocco has accelerated remarkably. NPO Radio 1 pointed out that, as the figures show, Morocco is clearly ahead of its European neighbors in terms of vaccination coverage. The Dutch radio has also commanded the kingdom's management of the pandemic, noting that the kingdom has shown firmness in its response to the health crisis. The Dutch media also highlighted efforts made by Moroccan authorities to fight against fake news and disinformation that accompanied the outbreak of the virus. We mentioned it in the headlines, the Moroccan Mavericks, which is a newly created Moroccan football team, and two other Moroccan female teams are organizing today in Rabat a joint practice to celebrate the International Women's Day under the slogan, "When women support each other, incredible things happen." This event is a great opportunity for Moroccan women players of American football to empower each other and celebrate the love of American football. Shaymet Mijni is a certified physical trainer and the co-founder of the newly created Moroccan-American football team, the Moroccan Mavericks. She told me about how the idea of creating a Moroccan female football team started.